BAM Radio Network.
You know, when you have a group of 2,000 early educators together and they're all focused on the same song or enjoying the same song, it brings you together as a community.
Welcome to Music and Learning. I am Marianne Harmon.
Welcome, Gigi. I'm happy to have you here today to discuss this topic that's just a little bit different. As past president of one of the largest affiliates of NAEYC, you helped to organize one of the largest attended national state conferences. There's always one featured musician at all these conferences. Why?
Well, Mayor, we know that music is one of the most enjoyable ways to take in information, and that certainly is our goal when we put our conference on. We want everybody to go away with more information than they came with, and we want them to take something new back to their classroom so that they can improve the quality of the work they do with young children. Also, music can honor the work we do with young children, so it can help them recharge their batteries and renew their commitment to their work. Certainly when we listen to one of your songs, Find the Gift in Every Child, we can hear it and sing it and enjoy it, and then in our hearts we're saying, wow, we really are doing something important for children. There's so many ways that music enriches the learning experience for the adult that you wouldn't want to have a conference without a lot of music.
How else can that be important? I mean, does music seem to attract more people attendance-wise, getting them into the door because they know it's music?
Our conference attendees depend on a variety of ways to take in the information. And, you know, music stimulates a part of the brain and makes learning very, very enjoyable. So as you're trying to provide diverse ways for people to learn, so certainly you would be crazy not to include music. The goal also of the work that you're doing for teachers is to stimulate, get them to take action. And we know that music stimulates emotion, and it's our emotional attachment to our work and our profession that fuels action. So if you want to improve the quality of the work in the classroom or the quality of work with parents, or even if you want to fuel a professional to take action and becoming more actively involved in their local communities to influence legislation or improve regulations or improve the standards of care and early learning, music is one of the most effective ways to stimulate that emotional attachment to what we do.
Also, to get an idea in their head that you want them to remember. I believe you used music to change the name of our state affiliate in Florida.
Uh-huh.
And you bring the teachers down in front to participate in that. Did you find it was easy to get people that wanted to come up front and participate in the music and the song?
Well, I think that, we based it on one of our familiar tunes in early childhood. So, yes, we're naturally people who sing together. So I think that was an easy activity to participate in.
And sometimes with advocacy, we'll think of using a song for the edutainment value. What's it teaching the children? Or that's a feel-good song. I love children. I'm going to do more to help them. What about making teachers feel valued? You know, here's a song about why it's important you're a teacher. You know, because so many teachers nowadays are starting to feel like, why am I doing this? And how can music, do you think, help pick up their attitude?
I think that it validates, you know, when you have a song that speaks to your commitment, that honors your commitment to this work, it validates your feelings. You know, when you have a group of 2,000 early educators together and that they're all focused on the same song or enjoying the same song, it brings you together as a community and you see it's a shared experience. Music, you know, connects us in ways. And I think for the adult learner, it motivates you, but it also, I think the biggest thing for us is it validates what we're doing is important. And it's not that we acknowledge that intellectually, we acknowledge it emotionally. And I think because of this strong emotional attachment we have to our work, that's where music plays that key role.
It becomes a part of the whole total package when you put in a conference together. I believe that you also have at the end of the evening dancing for the teachers as well, so that you take it not just from the level of here's what you could teach the children, here's something that make you evoke emotion so you might get involved, Now here, have some fun. And every aspect of that has music. Why do you include that at the end of the day, too?
I think that you have to meet the adult learner on their level. So often you go to conferences and your experiences with music are all at a child's level. This is what you can do with your children when you get back to your classroom. But in order to acknowledge that, yes, you are a grown-up, and we share so many experiences with our colleague that it helps us get to know them on a different level when you can share an adult experience with them, like our ever-popular DJ and our contests and our fun we have together. You get to know your colleague differently, a little bit differently.
I'm sure that over the years, although I know you're very young, but over the years, someone has come up to you at a conference and said, Gigi, that song, it really touched me and it made a difference because, or it made me remember this. Have you had those type experiences?
2 or 3 years ago, we had a bigger variety of musicians. Well, you're an educator that uses music. And we had someone come in that did hip hop. And some of the young girl attendees, we were out in the lobby, and one of them came up to me and said, I've been working the conference for years, so they think, you know, if you have a problem, you go to the ladies in the aprons. And I was standing there, and she came up and she said, I just want to tell you, finally, I had, you know, this music, finally. Because what we have to remember when we're providing music for our in our workshop is that we run the gamut of age, race, culture. We have all different kinds of members that with different tastes musically. And we have to be sure to provide not only the sweet little classroom sing-song, you know, the traditional classroom music that we have with children, but also to be a little more innovative and think outside the box and provide music that our younger members can relate to. Whether that be something, that probably would be something I would use in my classroom, but that's not the point. The point is you have to understand that your children are coming from a different era too, and that a cleanup song to hip hop may hit home with the teacher and the children, where the traditional cleanup song that we've sung for hundreds of years in our classrooms doesn't stimulate, it doesn't motivate, it doesn't really, you know, light their pilot light the way music that they can relate to. So I think that we've learned in planning the music that we provide and the educators who use music at our conference, we need to be very aware of thinking like our attendees, not thinking like our board or the conference planning committee, and providing a more diverse variety.
This is wonderful information for those that are listening and would be planning conferences and get-togethers for teachers. We're getting near the end of our time, and I think you've hit on this a little bit, but as we're closing, I would love for you to give some advice to our listeners on what they could do to use music to get adults more involved, from conference attendance to motivation to speak out and advocate.
In making your choices, be very deliberate and intentional, and think through the different types of music, certainly the different genres, but what the music is doing. The music that teaches children, the music that teachers can use in their classroom, the different ways we use music, and the music that inspires and motivates and, as I said, recharges this emotional attachment we have to our work. Because I think that when you go to a conference, that's your time, that's the teacher's time. And to honor that time by carefully thinking through what you're giving them so that everyone comes away with something and in a renewed or increased understanding of how important music is in not only our lives, but the lives of our children and their families.
That's wonderful advice. Thank you for your time today. And for more information on this subject or to comment, please click on the forum button underneath the interview info. Thank you, Gigi. You've been listening to Music and Learning with Marianne Harmon. Thanks for listening.
This program is produced by Jack Street Media and is part of the Affiliate Nanocasting Network. Thanks for listening.